we actually have a bunch of uniform acts. And the question students always give me is, does this apply in my state? And the answer is generally yes. The states are really quite consistent in their laws concerning all of these business structures or these entities. What happens is the lawyers get together and they create what is called a uniform law or a uniform act. And then the states, when they draft their laws, look at those uniform acts and pattern their laws after the uniform acts. These uniform acts actually date back quite a ways. Remember I said the British came up with the charging order? Well, the U.S. adopted that and they did a Uniform Partnership Act back in 1914. Then in 1916, they did a Uniform Limited Partnership Act. And these lawyers, they keep improving the acts. So the Partnership Act was revised in 1994. And then they created what's called the Uniform Limited Liability Company Act in 1996. The Uniform Limited Partnership Acts were all redone in 2001. And then in 2006, we got the latest version of the Limited Liability Company Act, or the LLC Act. Now, when the states pattern their laws on the Uniform Acts, I'll give it to you. They change them a little bit here and there, and then you get court opinions in the states that change the laws. One of the specific ways in which the courts have changed the laws deal with charging order protection. Now, we talked about this when we were deciding whether or not we were going to have a single member LLC or a multiple member LLC. But this is important, so maybe we ought to go through it just a little bit again anyway. It all started with the Albright case, the bankruptcy, where the bankruptcy court just gave the assets of the LLC to the creditors of the individual member. That was a single member LLC. Then we had the Olmstead case, where Mr. Olmstead cheated all of the people in Florida and put all of the assets, everything he had embezzled, into an LLC. And when they got the judgment against him and said, okay, come on, give the money back, he said, no, you don't understand. It's in an LLC. The Florida Uniform LLC Act says the only remedy that you have is a charging order. I'm not going to pay any money out. Go ahead and stand in my economic shoes. And of course, the Supreme Court justices in Florida said, I don't think so. The concept of charging orders says that we are protecting the other members or the other partners from the creditors or the problems that a member has, the other member has. Therefore, single member LLCs are under attack in this charging order area. Utah, Idaho, remember, they've actually passed laws which say single member LLC, no charging order protection. Now, that doesn't mean that there still isn't the corporate shield which protects the owner from what happens in the company. There's just no charging order protection. And we've got the other states, Maryland, New Mexico, and the Ninth Circuit. That's all of the states up and down the west coast of the United States. They have said that in bankruptcy, a single member LLC is not afforded any charging order protection. Therefore, to get the charging order protection, maybe you probably ought to start thinking about using more than one member. And we had the whole discussion on how much do you have to give the guy for him to be a member? How do you treat him to be a member? And all of that sort of stuff. The Uniform Limited Liability Company Acts, the Uniform Partnership Acts, the Uniform Limited Partnership Acts, they all track each other. The wording may be a little different. For example, when they're talking about charging orders in the limited partnership context, they call them transferable interests. When they're talking about charging orders and these interests in the Limited Liability Company Act, they call them distributable interests. So the acts have minor differences, but one thing is for certain. Each one of these acts specifically states that when you are coming against one of these entities, a charging order entity, then the only remedy that the guy has is to get the charging order. The acts specifically say that the guy can't take over any management interest in the entity. And as a result, this charging order concept becomes a very powerful asset protection tool. No, you're not going to prevent the lawsuit, but you've got the guy over a big barrel because the only thing he can do is stand there with his hand out and hope that you give him some money, and you're not going to be giving him much money, so he really doesn't have much of an option coming against you. And as a result, he's probably not going to spend a ton of money coming against you. All of the Uniform Acts and all of the states specifically state in the law that the members or the guys involved in the company can get together and they can agree upon things amongst each other. Well, what's the agreement in a limited liability company that they agree on? It's the operating agreement. And how you write the operating agreement makes a big difference as to what happens when somebody comes against you and tries to get a charging order or a judgment against you and then take over your interest in the limited liability company. Your operating agreement specifically needs to state that no member's interest in the LLC can be assigned to somebody else. It may say that, or it may say that they can't be assigned without the approval of all of the other members. Can you see how we're making it more difficult for a guy who gets a judgment against one of the members to come and get their interest? Well, if it requires approval, if it can't be done, then the law is going to honor the agreement, the operating agreement that you've made amongst the members. In fact, the Uniform Limited Liability Company Act goes so far as to say that this operating agreement that you create amongst the members is more powerful than the actual articles of organization. The state's going to honor what you write down. If we have the Uniform Limited Liability Company Acts and we have the states that are going to honor what you write down, then can you see how the limited liability company becomes an incredible asset protection tool?